You're listening to SBS News.
The organisation that assessed grants at the centre of the Sports Rort scandal warned then-Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie there were risks if she approved spending independently of its advice. Senator McKenzie resigned over the controversy surrounding the grants. Labor has raised questions over the timing of the final round of grant approvals, which appear to have happened after the election was called. The Auditor-General found the $100 million program favoured coalition-targeted seats before last May's May 18 election. The grants were paid by Sports Australia, which is overseen by the Australian Sports Commission. Commission Chair John Wiley told a Senate committee Sport Australia assessed applications using a thorough, independent and merit-based process.
We all would have loved if there had been more funding to go around. As an organisation, we have an obligation to comply with the published basis for programs, and the published basis for this program was we would go through this process that applications were invited, that they'd been assessed on particular criteria, and we would come up with an assessment based on those criteria. But ultimately, the role of the approver was the minister, and so the minister had wide discretion under the program guidelines. And that was on the public knowledge.
Sport Australia says ultimately it was not unusual for a minister to have the final decision-making say on such grants. And Mr. Wiley told senators it was not appropriate for Sport Australia to comment on the minister's decision-making process. The organisation twice raised concerns with the minister's office over email in December 2018 and March 2019 about the risks involved in making decisions independent of its advice. The Senate inquiry comes as criticism is levelled at why North Sydney Council was awarded a $10 million grant under the program to upgrade the North Sydney Olympic Pool, which also sits in a coalition seat. The federal government says the grant was awarded out of the female facilities and water safety stream aimed at regional areas. But Labor MP Ed Husic questioned the government's interpretation of the word regional.
The mayor described this as a totally justifiable decision on the basis that people from the country would swim in North Sydney and this would justify them getting a regional grant. I mean, the member for North Sydney singing I've Been Everywhere Man, from Waverton to Wollstonecroft, from Mossman to Artarmon, from Chatswood to Cremorne, from Narromburn to Castlecrag. I mean, this is a joke.
Asked to account for the grant by the ABC, Energy Minister Angus Taylor says he's in favour of more sporting infrastructure, not less.
North Sydney's like every other part of Australia, lots of kids.
Is it regional?
Who
is it rural?
Sport, and that's adults who want to play sport, and they need
investment. Is it regional or is it rural, Mr. Taylor?
Well, it's clear North Sydney is in Sydney. There's no doubt about that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison came under fresh scrutiny over his part in the scandal on Wednesday after it emerged 136 emails about the scheme were sent between his office and that of Senator McKenzie. Senator McKenzie also sent a list of grants she intended to approve to Mr. Morrison on the day before last year's federal election was called. Mr. Morrison insists his office had no decision-making role in the scheme and merely passed on representations about projects. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese labelled the program corrupt after probing the Prime Minister's involvement during question time, this time about funding for a sporting facility in the Prime Minister's electorate.
Why did the government approve a $50,000 grant to the San Suzy Football Club in his own electorate, despite the fact the project had already been built, had already been officially opened, and was ineligible for funding? Isn't the Prime Minister the master chef of cooking the books?
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison defended the funding decision.
As I'm sure the member would be able to find out by reading the report, the project was approved for funding by the then Minister for Sport based on its assessed eligibility by Sport Australia.
Senator McKenzie was forced to quit after she was found to have broken ministerial rules by not declaring potential conflicts of interest relating to gun club memberships. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.